Okay, as you come out of Booker T. Washington, you have some hopes and dreams.
Right.
You wanted to be an engineer.
That's right.
And you wanted to attend an Oklahoma college.
Right. Could
one,
not.
Any
could,
one of them? Which one?
Anyone. TU had an engineering school. OU had an engineering school. Langston did not have an engineering school.
So those schools you tried to enter?
No. Nope. I didn't try to enter because I know I wasn't going to get in.
At that time, at no that time, blacks
attended
those
schools.
At all.
None. So the first year out of high school, my aunt in Detroit, Michigan, had to have surgery. She had to have the nerves tied in her back for hypertension. So I was the chosen one to go and be with her, and that's what I did. So I didn't go to college right out of high school.
Okay.
I went to Detroit, and I took postgraduate high school courses at Cass Technical High School. And then I took a couple of courses each semester at Wayne State University in preparation of going to college the following year. I had met a young white oilman by the name of E. Alex Phillips, who is from West Virginia, and knew about the University of Pittsburgh, knew about Carnegie Tech, which is now Carnegie Mellon. He knew that they had these really good scholarships, but they were very competitive. So I tried to get one of these scholarships to Carnegie Mellon, but I didn't score high enough on one of the tests. I was above 90, but I was less than 95. The competition is so stiff. These are scholarships that you get room, board, books, and fees, and a monthly stipend. In the ranking of those people for the scholarships, I didn't get into the number. So the following summer, after I had stayed with my aunt for almost a year, I came back to Tulsa. Alex called me one day, and I went down to his office. He said, "Jules, I'll tell you what we're going to do." He said, "I'm going to call a friend of mine, Captain Tom, at the University of Pittsburgh." Now, Alex Phillips was a fighter pilot in the Navy during World War II. He flew off of the aircraft carrier Enterprise that was commanded by Tom Hamilton, who subsequently became the athletic director at the University of Pittsburgh. Now, the reason that they know each other so well is that Alex sank the biggest Japanese carrier afloat during World War II. But when he went back to the aircraft carrier, he flew over the deck upside down. And Captain Tom was going to court-martial him, because that's a no-no. But he didn't do it. Okay. So they knew each other. And Alex had gone to school at the University of Pittsburgh earlier. He was in some Navy flying program. But anyway, Alex picked up the phone, dialed his number, and he said, "Captain Tom, this is Alex." He says, "Oh, Alex, how you doing?" You know, he says, "Well, Captain Tom, I'll tell you what. I'm going to send you a basketball player." Captain Tom said, "We don't have any scholarships." Alex says, "Don't worry. I'm going to pay everything he has to pay for the first semester. And after the first games, you will find a scholarship." So I took off for the University of Pittsburgh.
Now, Alex had seen you play basketball.
In high school.
Did you set some records in Booker T?
Oh, we were undefeated.
Okay,
we were 30-0.
Did you know if personally you set
any
scoring records?
No, I didn't set any records because we played as a team.
Other players on that Booker T team must have been very good. Did they go on to other schools as basketball players?
Yeah. Clarence Dixon went to Langston University. Truman Williams went to Idaho Tech. Nathaniel Jones went to junior college in California. Eugene Hooks went to Lincoln University. Jerry Edwards went to the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Arthur McIntyre eventually got his degree from TU and served in the U.S. Air Force for 35 years. Those were my teammates.
Okay, yes. So you go to the University of Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
and you were the first black Basketball
player at the University of Pittsburgh.
All right. So you walk into that locker room where you get introduced to them. How were you accepted by these?
How was I accepted?
Yeah.
I was accepted very well because I was probably the best player out there.
But you had to prove that on the floor. At first, they were cold probably to you or indifferent?
No. They were not cold, and they were not indifferent. As a matter of fact, Chuck Hirsch, who ended up being one of the captains with me, he was a freshman out of Irwin, Pennsylvania. Chuck Hirsch came over the first day of practice. He said, "Geez, you know, I don't like losing." I said, "Well, you know, I have lost too many games during my playing days." He said, "Well, how many games did you all lose?" And I said, "Maybe three. We might have lost four, but in 3 years."
So that was good enough for him.
That was good enough.
It didn't take you long then to put the ball on the floor.
No, they had never seen anyone throw a baseball past the length of the court on a basketball court. Throw the basketball just like you throw the baseball.
Just like you did.
Right? And just throw it right on target.
Was the school segregated since you were the first? And why were you the first?
Because they just never had any black basketball players.
Nobody came on and tried to come on.
There was a guy who came out for the team before I got there, but he didn't stay. It was a year or so before I did, but he just came out to one or two practices and then went on about his business. I was there to stay.
The first week, they knew they had a ball player.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because after the first three games, I was averaging about 25 points a ball game.
And the student body must have...
The student body loved it.
They embraced you, too, right away?
Yeah. I did not have any problem. I loved the University of Pittsburgh.
Were there blacks attending the University of Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A whole lot of them.
Okay.
We had a world-class 100-meter guy. We had Arnie Thole, who was a middle-distance running. Bob Greer... was the fullback on the University of Pittsburgh's football team, and he was the first black to play in the Sugar Bowl. Now, the first black to be a quarterback at a college was Henry Ford for the University of Pittsburgh.
It didn't take him long then to probably say, "You know what, Jules, as they call you,
mm-hmm.
you've earned a scholarship."
Right. That's right. After the third game, Captain Tom called me in. He said, "We got a scholarship for you."
And you were averaging how many points a game?
Oh, about 25.
But you did set records there. You reached 1,000 points.
When I graduated from the University of Pittsburgh, I was the fourth highest scorer in University of Pittsburgh history.
What colleges were you playing at that time?
We played West Virginia. We played Temple. We played St. John's. We played Penn State. We played Michigan. We played Michigan State. We played Duke at Duke.
Did you beat them?
No. We played Notre Dame.
What kind of a win-loss record did you
have? Back then, freshmen couldn't play varsity, okay? And we were 15-1 as a freshman team. West Virginia beat us by 1 point in West Virginia. And we cleaned their clock in Pittsburgh. And then as a sophomore, I think we were like 15-10. That was the first winning record that the University of Pittsburgh had in like, I don't know, 18 years or so, something like that, since 1935. And then as a junior, we were 20-something, and then we won 20 games again. We went to the NCAA tournament twice when they had 32 teams.
So we're talking 57,
58, both of those years.
And the other colleges, which are well-known names, they had blacks playing on their teams, too.
So
this was just a first for University of Pittsburgh,
right. The University of Pittsburgh hadn't been to an NCAA tournament, I guess, since 1935 or something, 35. It's been a long time.
But since you arrived...
It got better.
It got better, didn't it?
Yeah, it got better.
Any thoughts of playing beyond college?
Oh, yeah. I was drafted by the St. Louis Hawks.